across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes, that's Train and Hey Soul Sister. It's 6:31 on Phoenix FM, and the moment we've all been waiting for has arrived. I'm pleased to welcome ukulele band Yes The Ukes to the Phoenix FM studio. It's Alan, Chris, John, Michael, Rita and Vic. Hello!
Hey!
Hey! You're all here. Lovely. Thanks for coming this evening. Now, this is the first time we've all met, so in a little while we'll take a few moments getting to know you. But for the meantime, perhaps we should start with a song. Alan, what are you going to start us off with?
We're going to start with a song called I Love A Ukulele. It's from 1930. Lady called Annette Hanshaw, and originally it sounded very Hawaiian. We can't do Hawaiian, so it sounds like this now.
Okay, take it away.
I love a ukulele, and I love to strum it gaily. I love to hum while I strum, 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 strum.
I know the song's Hawaiian. Stop my sweet, sweetie sighing. We softly harmonize as we hum. I know what I'm doing.
I know what I'm doing.
I never go wrong.
I never go wrong.
At home or canoeing.
At home or canoeing.
When I'm strumming along.
I'm strumming along.
Don't they write 'em pretty? I love a ukulele's song. Strum it gaily. I love to hum while I strum, 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 strum.
I know the song's Hawaiian. Stop my sweet, sweetie sighing. We softly harmonize as we hum. I know what I'm doing.
I never go wrong.
Strumming along.
I'm strumming along.
Oh,
some sweet Hawaiian ditty. Gee, don't they write 'em pretty? I love a ukulele's.
I love a ukulele's. I love a ukulele's song.
Fantastic. And we've got an audience as well. Wonderful stuff. Oh, I absolutely love that. Now, that is your new single, I believe.
Yes, single out on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you find digital stuff.
Fantastic. All right. Well, I think we'll actually hear the single right at the end as well, so we'll have the same song twice. But who cares? We don't care, do we? Right. Now, we need to get to know you. Now, let's start with Alan. Hi, Alan. Would it be right to describe you as the leader of the band?
Yes, this is all my fault entirely. But there's, I guess my role really comes down to just organising and marketing, because there's a lot of musical ability and experience in the band.
Obviously, yeah.
So
yeah.
The way we sort of arrive at how we'll do a song is everyone pitches in.
Right.
And we try it umpteen times, we find how we like it. And so that's what my job is, just organise us.
Okay. What about yourself, though? What's your musical history? Have you performed all your life?
Or? No, not at all. I never played anything until 5 years ago.
Really?
Always meant to, but didn't get around to it.
Right.
And probably intended to go and get an acoustic guitar, but went off down the ukulele route instead.
Right.
for two reasons, I guess. George Harrison.
Yeah.
Big admirer of George Harrison as a musician. I thought, well, if he plays ukulele all the time, there must be something to it.
Totally in love with the ukulele, yeah. Wasn't he? Yeah.
And a gentleman you probably know called Dave Warren.
Yes.
Went to a couple of ukulele jams that Dave ran in Chelmsford.
Dave of Dukes, of course.
Dave of Dukes, yes. Yeah. And was quite hooked with it, really, quite quickly. So yeah. Went off and bought one. And like I say, that was about 5 years ago.
Wow.
And Yes Dukes is the second band I've started in those 5 years.
Right. So there's hope for me yet, then.
have a lesson, boy.
Okay, so what about Yes Dukes? How did it all start?
In the spring of 2013, I was running a pub jam at a place called the Norton.
Yeah.
And on a Sunday afternoon, and all these guys used to come along regularly, apart from Vic, because we hadn't met Vic then.
Right.
So all these guys used to come along regularly on those Sundays. And in the meantime, I started to play some of these old songs for myself.
Okay.
And I thought, well, those sound really good on ukulele. So anyway, I watched all these guys at that pub jam, thought, oh, Rita can sing, oh, John can play. So Michael can play. Everyone can play and sing. So I suggested that we had a Saturday afternoon together and try some old songs. So we did that in Chris's conservatory, I think, for a couple of Saturdays. And we were quite encouraged, so we thought we should try and do something with it. So May 2013, we've been trying to do something with it ever since then.
Well, I like the result. Very good, yeah. Okay, thanks, Alan. Let's move on. Who should we have? Chris. Chris, okay. From what I've read about you, you were into music at a very early age.
Four and a half.
Four and a half. Hang on, I've got you too low. Wait a minute. Where are you? There you are.
Like four and a half is when I had my first piano lesson.
Oh, okay. And you've been musical ever since, I believe.
Well, yeah, I could call it that. Yes.
So tell us a bit about your music career, because you've done quite a few different things, I think.
Yeah. Well, I was raised on classical music.
Right.
So I was about 12 and got fed up with that. Joined a band. It was a skiffle group, really, but we called it a band.
Right.
And left that and various. I worked for my father, Silkscreen Printing, and he was horrified one day. I came home and said, I'm leaving, I'm going professional.
Really? Yeah.
I don't know why he was horrified, because he was a pro musician all his life.
Okay, well, yeah, you should know then.
And
yeah.
His father and his my dad's grandfather was right. Musician as well.
And in those days with skiffle, did you have like little homemade instruments like the T-chest bass?
No,
or
we were posh.
Oh, right.
We had an out-of-tune piano. But everything else was, a proper guitar.
Right.
With five strings, I think.
Okay.
money was tight.
Yeah, yeah. What about a bit later on then? What did you move on to from the skiffle group?
From the skiffle, it was dance band. So we used to play weekends, for weddings and bar mitzvahs and things.
Right, yeah.
And then I met a guy who wanted me to join a jazz band.
Right.
Because I lived in Southend, they were called the Pier City Jazzmen.
Right. Okay.
Southend being a city with a pier in it.
Yeah, and the longest one as well.
Yes, yeah. That's right, yeah. We played at the end of the pier, actually.
Right.
Not under instruction, that was a...
No.
We used to have a theatre there.
Yes, I remember.
Pier Pavilion.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Chris. Now, where's John?
Where's John?
Hello, John.
Just have a sit down.
Right, hang on, let's turn you up as well. There's so many of you, I'm getting confused with my faders here. Oh, they're right, you're number four, there we are. John, now, you started young too. Tell us about your first guitar.
Well, I kind of did. I started playing guitar when I was about six.
Right.
And my mother, to the horrified, the rest of the family were absolutely horrified, she bought me an old jazz F-hole guitar.
Right.
Which had a terrible action on it.
Okay.
And they said, Mother, he's never going to play that. And she paid, I think, about 30 bob for this guitar in a jumble sale.
Right.
And I learned to play the guitar on it. And
it was difficult to play, I guess, yeah.
It was, yeah. And ruined my fingers.
Right.
And I kind of was into folk music. I mean, I still am into folk music, really. Because I don't only play in this band, I also play in an English folk dance band.
Right, okay.
Most extraordinary band, they're called. And, yeah, so my kind of roots were in folk and also in blues and things like that.
Okay.
So, although I don't play so much guitar these days.
Right.
I took up the ukulele about 6-7 years ago.
Did you find the transition to that difficult or...?
No, because I'd always played guitar, so
okay.
It was kind of easy, and it was a funny instrument, and I always wanted to play ukulele, and it was a Christmas, and I thought I'd treat myself.
Right, yeah.
Because normally my family only give me a pen, or a pair of socks.
Or an orange.
Or a fishing rod.
Yeah.
I bought this ukulele. In fact, it's over there.
Okay.
Not this one, but over there.
Because that is a funny-looking ukulele you're holding
This
there,
one
it?
Is, yes, yeah. Yes. This causes a fair amount of hilarity. This is, I'm actually going to play in a moment. It's a banjolele. It's a banjo uke.
Right.
The sort that George Formby would have played.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's got a big resonator on it, and I'm going to probably have to stand off the mic a little bit.
Okay.
And it causes a fair amount of hilarity amongst this lot on account of the fact that these instruments are notoriously difficult to keep in tune.
Okay.
Oh, shut up. Notoriously difficult to keep in tune. So it kind of gets tuned, and that's about as good as it gets.
Okay.
So,
I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure it'll be great. All right. Thank you very much, John. Well, we'll come to Michael, Rita and Vic soon. But first, how about another song? What you got, Alan?
This is from 1922, so a little bit older than the first one. This is Carolina in the Morning.
Oh, lovely. Right.
Played on this this thing. So am I going to tune up, guys? Just a...
Stand up. About Shenfield.
About, oh, hang on. That's quite right. Bit sharp. Oh, hang on. Oh, blow, that's as good as it gets. Right,
right,
okay, here we go.
Nothing could be finer than to be a Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. Where the morning glories twine around the door, whispering pretty stories. I long to hear once more. Strolling with my girlie where the dew is pearly early in the morning.
La, 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 la.
Butterflies will flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning. And here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Where the morning glories twine around. Flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning. If I had a lightning's lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be a Carolina in the morning.
Whee! Fantastic. Oh, I'm having so much fun. This is jolly good. I like this. Thank you very much for that. Now, where are we? Yes, Michael.
That's me.
You were another young starter, I believe.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. I,
I had piano lessons. I'm interested in Chris in piano, not piano. Piano lessons from about 10.
Right.
With a Miss Gertrude Oakleford, which is a fantastic. What she looked like. You know what she was like just from the name, don't you? So I had lots of. And then, to my parents' horror, took up guitar when piano became probably too difficult, let's be honest about it.
Okay.
And so played in a few bands when I was at school and then through university a little bit.
Right.
And then really didn't do much with it. Get my guitar out with the kids. Got two daughters, Hannah and Emma, and they used to love me get my guitar out and just sing Postman Pat and The Wheels on the Bus.
Right.
So any parents, any granddads out there, do that, please, because it gets your kids into music.
Oh, yeah.
And they both love their music now.
Yeah.
And then when I was 40, my wife bought me a brilliant present. She brought me a new guitar, so I got a bit more enthusiastic with playing the guitar again. And then a couple of years ago, I know you said to me earlier on about Christmas, it wasn't a Christmas present, it was my daughter Hannah off her boyfriend. Her birthday's the 11th of Emma's listening up in Leeds. She got a ukulele off her boyfriend for her birthday in November.
Right.
And my wife said, "The face on you," she said. "The face on you." So that Christmas, I got my first ukulele as a Christmas present from my wife,
right,
Debbie. Thank you very much. And and I suppose never looked back since then. Went to a couple of jams. Went to things like Dukeulalia that was organised by Dukes and spoke to Alan.
Okay.
And then we sort of eventually got round.
And
to
you were trapped
few.
Then.
Yeah, yeah. You start off with what I don't know how many ukuleles. I think. My wife will tell you, I think, ukulele-wise, I think I'm up to about 7 now. Alan, you?
I'm going to buy my 9th one this year.
So let's have a count up. How many ukuleles have you got between you? We've got 16 there.
I've got 4.
That's 20.
I've got 3.
Lightweight.
That's 23.
I've got 3.
26. No?
No.
You've got Mr. Bassman over there, no. So we've got 26 ukuleles between you. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
one day we'll learn to play them properly.
Yeah. Now, you're not an Essex boy, obviously.
No, I've got. I just come down. I've been up in Jarrow for that's where I come from, and I came down here about 30 odd years ago. So I've still got a little bit of accent.
Right. Okay.
What?
You still can't talk proper.
I've been up there this weekend. Dash back down again for tonight, especially for you.
Lovely.
To come play for you.
Thank you.
It's about down these donkey's years now.
And you do a bit of teaching as well, I believe.
I have been a full time teacher and a proper school teacher.
Right.
My adventures is. Risky as it is, this year I've sort of reduced the amount that I teach, and I'm running a little ukulele school now. So I go into a junior school and teach a little bit of ukulele for one afternoon a week, and I've got a couple of students who want to learn as well. I've got a few of the older musicians. It's fair to say ukulele does attract. It's over 60, so you just think, I'm going to try something,
yeah.
Which is quite nice.
Yeah.
So I've got a few students that I teach a little bit of ukulele to as well in that extra time.
So you're spreading the word of the ukulele.
In a way,
very good.
So I try.
Well, thanks very much, Michael. Now to the newest member of the team, Vic.
And the oldest.
Hurrah!
Well, you may be the newest and you may be the oldest, I don't know, but I think you are certainly the most dapper this evening. I think you look absolutely fantastic. This man is in a superb... Well, shirt and tie with a wonderful hat. What do you call that hat, apart from hat?
Eric.
What sort of hat is that?
It's like a boater, isn't it?
A boater, yeah. Well, Vic, tell us about your musical journey that led you to Yester Ukes.
Good God, have you got time?
Yeah. Yeah, we have. Come on.
I started off having my knuckles wrapped on the piano, so I gave that up.
Okay.
That didn't last long. Then I got a plastic mouth organ. That was quite good. I could play that a little bit. So that started my journey to plastic mouth organ.
Right.
And then skiffle come along. It's great.
Okay.
Lonnie Donegan, like Chris was saying, you know. Lonnie Donegan, there was a few bands. We had an old tea chest. We were slumming. We didn't have a piano.
I think we might have played in the same band.
We might have. Anyway.
We were about 13.
Right.
We had a tea chest bass and, you know, the washboard, you know, with the thimbles and an old Spanish guitar with a half-inch blooming action on it. It was terrible.
Right,
That was okay. And then we went to... Went from there to a rock and roll band, and we used to play all over South End, like Chris really, people, if they live in South, then they know the Odeon and the London, the Middleton, the Kersal used to play down, the Pier, like you said, the end of the Pier, Locarno, Basildon, you know, all those sort of places. Yeah. And then started doing some, I quite like blues, I really like blues. Right. Blues and rock and roll.
Yeah.
I suppose I'm an old rock and roller sort of thing.
Okay.
And then I got a call out of the blue from Alan, and he said, oh, we're looking for a bass player, and a mate of mine had put my name forward.
Okay.
Really nice bloke. And I hadn't thought about it, and I thought, oh, it's, you know, I went along, and I thought, oh, I like this, it's great. Yeah. You know, it's really all nice tunes, and, you know, Fred Astaire, Ginger, all that. Brilliant, you know.
Fantastic.
Great.
Yeah.
And the people were really nice. I mean, you know, where'd you get a... Yeah, I know. They were excellent. That's what did it. So I thought, oh, that'd be great. And then they said, oh, you know, joy. And I thought, oh, heaven, you know. So, yeah, here I am.
And here you are.
Yeah, in heaven.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. Oh,
wow. Okay, and last, but I'm sure by no means least, it's Rita. Rita,
yeah,
hello.
Right.
So are you the real leader of the band?
I think I probably am, yep. Yes. Like to think I am.
How on earth do you keep this lot in control?
Very difficult. Especially at gigs.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
you just have to keep an eye on them, that's
okay,
all.
You won't be specific, no, all right. You probably better not, yeah. Now, you started out as a successful singer-songwriter.
On the country scene, country singer, basically, and... I used to do tributes to Brenda Lee and Patsy Cline. Yeah.
Wonderful. And, so what eventually led you to take up the ukulele then? It's not really a sort of country instrument, is it?
Because I've written two albums. I was quite successful with them.
Yeah.
I was successful with my tributes. And I thought, what can I do now? I need to learn to play an instrument. And I had tried to take up a guitar. And I had lessons, and I thought I was getting on quite well with it, and then I just gave it up. It just got too complicated.
Right.
And then I went into a music shop in Southend to buy something, I think, for my PA equipment, and I saw some ukuleles up on the shelf, and I thought, four strings, it's got to be easy. That's got to be easy. So I bought two. I bought one for my friend, and so I took them home. And bought myself the ukulele for dummies book.
Right, okay.
And loads of chord books, Beatles and everything. And within an hour, I was playing a song.
Excellent.
And I didn't stop. That's great. Obviously, the guides have already told you, went down to the Norton and did the jamming with Alan. And I had lessons with David Warren from
Yes,
Dukes.
From Dukes, yes.
Great. Dave's great. And, yes. And that was what started the journey.
Fantastic. Well, you did better than me then. It was Phil Seeley from Dukes who persuaded. Well, he kind of talked me into buying a ukulele. He said, he's only got four strings. It's easy. Well, when there was blood coming out of the end of my fingertips, I decided it was time to give up. I've no musical talent whatsoever, but there you go. Anyway, that's wonderful. Thank you, Rita, and everybody. One more song, I think. Well, yeah. We've got more than one more song, but the next song. Is
next song is our oldest one tonight. It's from 1913, but the arrangement we do is very sort of 1940s type of arrangement.
Okay.
This is a lovely song called You Made Me Love You.
Oh, fantastic.
Dear Mr. Gable, I am writing this to you, and I hope that you will read it so you know. My heart beats like a hammer, and I stutter and I stammer every time I see you at the picture show. I guess I'm just another fan of yours, and I thought I'd write and tell you so. You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you. And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. to tell you. And I want some love, and that's true. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. You know I do. So give me, give me, give me, give me what I cry for. You know you got the bread of kisses that I die for.
Unbelievable. Very, very wonderful. Thank you very much, all of you. And Rita, beautiful singing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Right, Alan, now, essentially, you specialise in music from the early part of the 20th century. Why is that? And are you ever tempted to cover later songs?
Yeah, I guess 90% plus of what we do in our repertoire is from the 20s, 30s and 40s, popular songs from that era.
Right.
We do some earlier ones. Our oldest song we're not going to do tonight is from 1909.
Really? What one's that?
It's By the Light of the Silvery Moon.
Oh, yes.
It's very, very old. It's much older than people think.
Yeah. It's older than me. And
it's older than Chris and Vic put together, I think. And we stray into the very early 50s, and we'll do one of those songs tonight as well.
Right.
I think the truth of it is they're really good tunes.
Yes.
And they've been re-recorded many, many times over the years, like I say, and people don't always realise that. And recently, the likes of Paul McCartney, Jeff Lynne, Eric Clapton, they've been recording this stuff. And I think between the three of them, they know a decent tune when they hear it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
And I guess if you, the 20s and 30s and 40s is when the ukulele first became particularly popular in the States with vaudeville players who actually made a living from playing, like Roy Smeck and a guy called Cliff Edwards, who's probably not known by many people unless you know the voice of Jiminy Cricket.
Ah, yes.
Pinocchio, because that's Cliff Edwards.
Lovely voice.
Yeah, ukulele Ike, as he's known. Yeah. And amateurs found they could play at home as well, because in those days you bought sheet music.
Yeah.
And because it was a popular instrument, they included ukulele called tab, it's called, into published sheet music, so you could play along at home.
Right.
So today is probably, I mean, the term we use is the second golden age of the ukulele, because it's incredibly popular.
Oh, absolutely. It's creeping into all sorts of modern
and
music
all over
now.
The world as well. Yeah. And as we're plugging people, I'll just mention the Melbourne Ukulele Collective.
Okay.
And their festival down in Australia.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Can't be there, guys, this year, sorry. And so it's very, very popular now. And we just chose to go back to the age when it was first very, very popular.
Yeah.
And play songs that sounded good on ukulele then. And probably some of them are written with ukulele in mind. I mean, I think if you write a song called I Love a Ukulele, there is a ukulele in the room somewhere.
Yes, absolutely. And you're absolutely right. They are beautiful songs, aren't they? Yeah. Now, I know you've been recording and gigging quite a bit. What's on your CD and what sort of events do you perform at?
Should I just read the tracks out on the CD?
Well, give us a sample. What
Love a Ukulele, we've already done.
Yep.
probably for me, I think almost my favourite song that we do is a song called Slow Boat to China.
Okay.
John normally sings that.
Yeah.
We mentioned Minnie the Moocher because that's where Vic and his harmonica. It's not a plastic one now.
Okay.
But that's where the harmonica comes
in. You've got a proper one now, Vic. Have you? Yeah, good.
We have a lot of fun with a song called Sweet Georgia Brown, which goes back to the 20s.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a Glenn Miller song later this evening.
Yeah.
And it's actually Glenn Miller was born in 1904, this very day.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't realise that until just before I came in. And we recorded the CD back in October, I think, or November, down in Southend at a studio down there.
Right.
A very interesting day. It's tiring being in a studio all day.
Right, yeah.
But we enjoyed that. And in terms of gigs that we do, we like to do places where people, it's quite intimate.
Yes,
So we do sheltered housing complexes, care homes, social clubs, and then larger venues are probably con clubs and birthday parties. So we've just done a lady's 80th birthday party.
Yeah.
So sort of those landmark events like 80th birthday, 50th anniversary, things like that. And those are all quite nice and relaxed and friendly.
Yes.
And and we basically get people having a good old sing-song. And and it's surprising how many, sometimes it surprises us, how many people actually dance.
Right.
Because we've always thought we're a sing-along type of band.
Yeah, yeah.
But those sorts of places is what we do.
Oh, well, I might have a gig for you later. I'll speak to you afterwards.
Good man. Okay. Good man. Finder's fee.
All right. So what's coming up next for you? Where can we actually go and see you?
We're Wednesday night. We're down in St Lawrence Bay, down on the Denji Peninsula.
Ah, right.
At a social club, which we were there last year, so it's a return visit.
Right.
And we didn't have John with us last year, so we were a five-piece. So they're going to hear John for the first time. And they were great. It was a funny night because we didn't know anything about the club and they didn't know anything about us.
Right.
And from the first or second song, they never stopped singing all night.
Oh, great.
So we had a great night down there, and hopefully that'll be the same on Wednesday. We're doing a sheltered housing complex, I think, later on this month. A private party also this month.
The Festival?
Yeah, and we're very pleased. Yeah, Vic's mentioned it. We're very pleased that we're going to be playing at the Leaf Hope Festival.
Great, yeah.
In the summer. And then some con clubs and trying to get some British Legion type gigs and stuff like that.
Right.
But we like to do places where we feel comfortable.
Yes, yeah, and where, right. And where the music's people will join
in. Yeah, and where people will join in.
Yeah.
And if people want to sing and want to dance to good old tunes, then we're quite good for that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You're wonderful. Yeah. And if anyone wants to look you up, where can they find you? On the internet and, yeah?
Yeah, I take care of the website is www.yesterukes.co.uk. And from there you can go to our YouTube. There's dozens and dozens of videos on YouTube now, isn't there? Yeah. It's actually quite interesting to watch the sort of the videos from 18 months, 2 years ago, and then compare them to how we're arranging the songs now. So that's quite interesting for us to watch. We're on Facebook. Alan's the Facebook king. I don't get the hang of Facebook. I can just about cook. So we're at...
You do Twitter, I can't understand.
Yeah, I do
Twitter.
I do Twitter, so we're at Yes to Ukes on Twitter as well.
Right.
If you want to find us on Reverb Nation, on that.
And SoundCloud as well.
SoundCloud, yeah. if you stick Yes to Ukes in, beware, make sure you get the UK Yes to Ukes. There is a bunch in America.
Oh, really?
And they're even older than us.
They are.
They are. So do make sure you get the UK bunch.
Wonderful. Yeah, all right, well, we'll get some links put up on the Phoenix FM website, so if anyone wants to find you and check you out, they can follow that through. Right, in a moment, I'm going to test your knowledge of the ukulele. How much do you know? But first, before we do that, another song, please.
Yeah, this is the 1950s one. It's from 53, made famous by a good old boy called Dean Martin.
Ah.
One, two... Marimba rhythm starts to play. Dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore. Bring me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze. Bend with me, sway with me. When you dance, you have your way with me. Stay with me, sway with me. Other dancers may be on the floor,
dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we slay, I go weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as well as you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me down. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I go weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as well as you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. Make me thrill as well as you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now.
Wonderful, thank you very much indeed. Thank Vic, you were enjoying that. You were breaking into a dance there.
When we play some of the gigs, Chris is always going about, oh, this is my favourite. Nearly everyone we play, oh, this is my favourite.
Well, they're all great songs, aren't they? They're all great tunes. Brilliant. Okay, right, I'm testing your knowledge of the ukulele now, right? I've got five questions for you. We've got 2 points for a correct answer, and you can confer. But I will only accept the final answer from Alan, all right? Ooh. I'm going to ask questions, but I've got multiple choices if you get stuck, all right? Right. Okay. Retailer Amazon reports that between 2013 and 2014, sales of the ukulele have increased by how many percent?
400. 4 times as many.
In 1 year.
In 1 year.
For what years?
Shall I give you the multiple choice choice answers? All right, so it's between 2013...
You need to get off Google.
Yes, come on, Rita, put that phone away. Yeah.
Not that desperate for 10 points. So.
No, no, no.
It's a spoiler, it's a pub quiz. Yeah, it's our pub quiz of the night. You can ruin it.
Right, here are your multiple choices. So retailer Amazon reports that between 2013 and 2014, sales of the ukulele have increased by A, 12%, B, 120%, C, 1,200%.
Oh, 1,200. It's something mad like that. Yeah.
1,200.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Correct, for 2 points. So, indeed, the popularity of the ukulele is soaring, isn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely wonderful. Okay, now, you should get this should be easy. Ukuleles commonly come in four sizes. Can you name them?
Soprano.
Concert.
Tenor.
Baritone.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Absolutely right. Another 2 points. I've made this much too easy. Right. True or false? The name ukulele means leaping frog in Hawaiian.
False.
Stop looking, Vic.
It's jumping flea.
Yeah. So we go for false then.
You're going for false and you're absolutely right. Yes, it is jumping
flea.
That's
from Vic, who's the only one who doesn't.
That is homework though. That's good.
Okay. Question number three. Hang on, is it?
Four.
Sorry. I should have numbered them, shouldn't I? Yeah. What is the most popularly covered ukulele song? Do you want your multiple choices?
Yeah. I'm yours, Jason.
Go
Rose.
On.
Yeah. Right. Is it A, Somewhere Over the Rainbow? Mm. B, Imagine?
No.
Or C, Do You Want to Build a Snowman?
Imagine, I suppose.
No.
Over the Rainbow.
Over Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Final answer.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
2 points. I can't beat you. Right, how about, we're going back to the 50s now. Mm. In the film Some Like It Hot, one of the main characters plays a ukulele player. Name the actor or the character.
I think it's Marilyn Monroe. I think it's Marilyn Monroe.
Go on, Alan, you go for it.
I think it's Marilyn Monroe.
Her character in the film was Sugar Cane, and it is Marilyn Monroe. Yay. That's 10 out of 10. Well done. Give yourself a round of applause. Yep. Well, that was wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's not over yet, though. can you give us another song now, please?
Okay, so this is the song made famous by Glenn Miller. Or maybe it was Jimmy Stewart. Can't ever really tell those two apart these days. And
watch over the result. I've got the car bars, right?
And if you work for Network Rail, you'll recognise this intro.
All aboard!
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Yes, ma'am.
Track 29. Boy, you give me a shine.
Can you afford to pull the Chattanooga choo-choo?
I got my fare and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station by the 3:45. You read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. When you hear the whistle blowing into the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far. Shovel on the coal and gotta keep it rolling. Woo-hoo in Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a sudden party at the station. Oh yeah, satin and lace. I used to call Funny Face. Funny Face.
She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam. So Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home? Whistle blowing into the bar. Ooh. Then you know that Tennessee is not very far. Shovel on the coal and gotta keep it rolling. Woohoo, Chattanooga, there you are.
Hey there, boys.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm coming back to Tennessee. Well, I said, hey there, boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Get on the Chattanooga choo-choo train. There's gonna be a certain party at the station. Oh yeah, satin and lace.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I never roam. So Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home? So Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home?
Whoa.
All aboard!
Oh, sorry, with a bit of added input from me when I thought you'd finished and you hadn't. Sorry about that. That's wonderful. Thank you very much. That is absolutely fabulous. Now, I know some of you got a bit wet when you arrived here, didn't you?
Yeah,
have you dried out yet? It absolutely poured it down with rain. Are you dry?
Yeah. It's half wet.
We're not as wet. We played a 70th birthday party. last year.
Yeah.
And we were in the garden. It's a very nice garden. Yeah. And the weather forecast was a little bit dicey during the course of the day. And we got there and we thought, it's actually looking quite good. So we set up in the garden as planned. And literally as we'd finished setting up and having a little bit of, and we'd had a little bit of a sound check, which is a bit unusual for us, heavens opened.
Right.
So we spent 15, 20 minutes borrowing towels and anything we could from the house where we were.
Oh, it was just horrific.
And covered everything up as best we could. And then we did the first set in the conservatory with one microphone and one amplifier. And we were, if you look at the pictures, we were absolutely soaked through.
Right.
And after three songs, I leant over to Chris and said, do you know, we're playing better soaking wet. But it was a great day. We showed dogged determination to finish, I think.
Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. Well, I think if you need another 5 minutes to sort of dry out a bit more, I know you'd only plan to do five songs. Can I be really cheeky and see if you can squeeze another one in?
Ooh, okay, then. Well, okay. As long as it's Heart of My Heart, we're okay.
That's fine. That's fine.
All right, so this is from the 20s, but strangely, if you look it up online, the actual song refers to an even earlier song from 1896, apparently.
Ooh.
This is a nice little harmony jobby called Heart of My Heart.
Okay.
That melody, heart of my heart, brings back fond memories. When we were kids on the corner of the street, we were rough and ready guys, but oh, how we could harmonize. Heart of my heart, men, friends were dear.
Sure you finished that time. Well, that was absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much. I've much enjoyed that. I think actually though, you've brought along a couple of your fans with you, haven't you?
Yes.
And I think I need a quick word.
Biggest fan.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, Pam.
Now we have two ladies here, and I believe you're partners of members of the band.
Yes.
No.
We are.
Never right. Seen them.
Okay, sorry, yes, your wives.
John's my husband.
Right.
And Chris is mine.
Okay, now, are you ukulele widows?
Well, I seem to be the roadie, mostly, and general dog's body, because I tend...
Yes, accountant as well.
Right. So are you as mad about the uke as the rest of them?
Oh, I love it, yes.
Do you follow them all around?
I wouldn't be able to play it.
No, no.
I do, I follow them out.
Do you ever get tired of hearing the same old songs again?
No, I love them. Yeah. Every time I hear them, I really enjoy it. And the variations and the performance is always really good.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I don't know about you, but I've been sitting here with this great big smile on my face all the time this music's
That's
been playing.
That's one thing about the ukulele. You have to smile.
Yes.
It, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Sorry, ladies, I don't know your names. What?
Paulette.
And Pamela.
And Pamela. Well, Paulette and Pamela, Alan, Chris, John, Michael, Rita and Vic, thank you so much. This will all be up on the Phoenix FM website from tomorrow. You'll be able to listen again. And as I said, we'll put some links to some of your Facebook and Twitter pages. I'll take a few photographs so people know what you look like. And it'll all be there from tomorrow. You can relive it. All right. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for having us.
Now, you're more than welcome. What we're going to do is we're going to finish up with the first song you played, but this time the studio version. Oh, yes. This is Yester Ukes and I Love a Ukulele. Thanks again. Bye.
The local radio station for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix 98 FM.